Afternoon Drive with John Matham
on Cape Talk.
We know that COVID-19 has led to a lot of people changing what they do. Sometimes it's been forced on them by circumstances beyond their control. Other times, being locked down, not being able to go to work, perhaps one's work changing in some way, has caused people to look inwards and say, is this really what I want to do with my life? Let me find another way of perhaps being more meaningful with what I do, looking for a different kind of work satisfaction. And I read on News 24 this morning one of the most unusual changes that I have read about or heard about since the pandemic started. An astrophysicist has turned carpenter. I mean, that's quite a weird change, but we're going to find out now from Maria Kapala, who with her husband, Michal, has started a company called Mabel. And Maria is on Skype with us at the moment. Dzień dobry, jak się masz?
Hi, how are you? Thanks for having me.
Hi. My Polish pronunciation made you laugh, did it?
No, I'm just happy to be here. It was actually very good.
Thank you. It's all I learned from my three-week trip through Poland was that. And also I learned that zubre is both the Polish word for bison and a very good beer, which you can get in the north of the country. This is an extraordinary change, Maria. What inspired it?
Yeah, I think we moved with my husband to Cape Town because of my job. I used to be an astrophysicist and I worked as a researcher at UCT. After 3 years, we were supposed to move somewhere else, like follow my scientific career. But we fell in love with Cape Town and South Africa. And we've decided to stay here permanently. So the change, it sounds weird, but you have to think more about creativity and what makes us tick. So for me, I turned to woodworking as a hobby, and creating something tangible was kind of like a discovery and mind-blowing experience for me. Just creating something with your hands and having people to see it in real life and liking it and wanting to have it, that was something that I've never experienced before. So we've discovered that you can use your other skills to start something different. So that's how Mabel was created.
And I mean, it's not just designing stuff. It's not using a CAD program and your incredible brain to design stuff. It's actually about making itself, getting involved with the manufacture, getting involved with the texture of the wood or whatever material you're using and the smell and the tools and all of that.
Yeah, that was another like surprising thing. Like I've never have done anything like that. And just it turned out I actually love power tools. I love I started buying like miter saws and orbital sanders and just like learning all of that and just like loving it. So it was very surprising to me, but it just kind of clicked. And we've seen that there was a gap in South African furniture market. So we were looking for a bookshelf for ourselves and we couldn't find anything that we liked. So we've decided that there is a space for very high quality, customizable furniture that you can adjust the dimensions, you can choose your style, the colors, you can add and remove them to either show or hide whatever you would like to hide.
Okay, so a potential customer looks around at a particular room in the house or a series of rooms in the house and says, I would like, I'm not quite sure, but sort of this. And then they call you and you come up with what the sort of looks like in design form, and then you make it and then you install it.
No, so it's actually more fun than that. So you go to our website, mabel.co.za, and then you either can choose one of the categories, like, for example, sideboards, and then browse through the example designs and get inspired, or just go ahead and design your own. So we have our in-house made software that allows you within the website create the furniture that you see how it will look in 3D. You have sliders, you can adjust the width and the height and how many shelves would you like, and add and remove doors. So you are in charge of your design. So yeah, and then you get it in 4 weeks' time, flat pack, delivered to your home.
And what happens if, like me, you don't have a design bone in your body? But I know that I'm unhappy. I don't know quite in design terms what will make me happy. Do you offer a design service as well, or just the design software, to those people who do have design bones in their bodies?
We're happy to help, but we created the online tool in the way that
even people like me can use it.
Yeah, I mean, we just want whatever the dimensions you input, we still want the furniture to look sleek and nice. So, as I said, either you can get inspired with the examples that we give you and maybe just adjust a bit the dimensions, or, take exactly if it fits your space, just go ahead and buy whatever like you like and see.
And you work in many different materials. Are there lots of materials one can choose from?
No, all of the furniture is made from premium quality birch plywood that we source from Scandinavia. So, and then we also source fittings like hinges, and our doors are pushed to open, and those fittings come with 25-year warranty. So we really are conscious about the quality and that the furniture will last very, very long time and they will not end up in a landfill. So we are trying within everything that we're doing to be conscious about nature with the packaging, trying to be recyclable, and also we use recycled materials. The varnish is water-based. So, and also we partner up with Greenpop, and with each furniture sold, we contribute to planting trees in sub-Saharan Africa.
Do you miss the world of multi-wavelength studies of star formation feedback and the interstellar medium?
I do, but I still have a lot of friends in the field, and if I miss that, they're happy to chat with me about that. But yeah, it's something that was unexpected, but it just works for me.
Well, that's lovely. Thank you very, very much indeed for talking to us. That is Maria Kapala of Mabel, and Mabel in that sense is M-A-B-L-E, M-A-B-L-E. I'm certainly going to be going along to the website and giving the software a try, and maybe I am more inventive than I give myself credit for. We shall see.